From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Senate Democrats have voted to advance health care legislation. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says Democrats are now confident that an overhaul measure will be passed.
In all honesty, health care reform is not a matter of if. Health care reform now is a matter of when.
But Senate Republicans are still fighting the bill. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells NPR the deal to win support from wavering Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson is at best questionable.
Basically, every state except Nebraska is going to be required to contribute more toward the Medicaid program, and the only way you contribute more is taxes from your citizens. And to exempt one state, I think, raises a constitutional issue. It certainly doesn't pass the smell test.
The Senate has scheduled a final vote on the bill for 8 a.m. Thursday. The lawyer for the suspect in the Fort Hood shooting says his client's rights are being violated because he is not permitted to pray in Arabic. NPR's John Burnett has more.
Defense attorney John Galligan said police guarding Major Nidal Hassan have prevented him from reading his Quran in Arabic. Galligan said the guards stopped a conversation Hassan was having on the phone with one of his brothers because Hassan was speaking Arabic. His commanders have ordered that Hassan speak only in English unless a military translator is present. The Army psychiatrist is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted murder in the November 5th rampage. Last week, Hassan was moved from the intensive care unit to a private room in Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio. He's reportedly paralyzed from the waist down from injuries he sustained in a shootout with police officers on the post. John Burnett, NPR News.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced the voluntary recall of more vaccine against the new H1N1 swine flu. The recall was not because of any safety questions. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
The recall is about potency. Periodic tests of some of MedImmune's H1N1 nasal spray vaccine show that 4.7 million vaccines produced in October and November may become a little less potent over time. An FDA official says most of the vaccines have probably been administered already and that the potency drop is minor enough that people do not need to be revaccinated. Last week, manufacturer Sanofi Pasteur recalled 800,000 vaccines because of a slight drop in potency. Even with the recalls, there's now more than enough swine flu vaccine to go around, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the CDC has sent out a note to healthcare providers encouraging them to provide vaccines to all comers. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 50 points to close at 10,464. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 3 points to close at 1,118. This is NPR News. Beijing Automotive Industry Holding Corp., or BAIC, says it's paid $200 million for technology from General Motors' Saab unit. That includes the rights to 3 overall vehicle platforms, 2 engine technologies, and 2 transmission systems. BAIC says it should be able to begin rolling out Saab-based cars as soon as 2011. Dutch automaker Spyker had given GM more time to consider selling Saab after the deadline for their deal expired. Meantime, there's word of progress and talks to have China's Geely take over Ford's Volvo. France's official air crash investigation agency is optimistic about finding the so-called black boxes from Air France Flight 447, which crashed on June 1st. Frank Browning has this report from Paris.
Despite 2 earlier unsuccessful deep-sea searches midway between Brazil and the African coast, the agency said a new submarine and robotic search set for February will focus on a much smaller area of the Atlantic Ocean floor. Jean-Paul Trodec said he has assembled a new international team of crash investigators who hope to locate the remains of the Air France fuselage. Though the cockpit and flight data recorders ceased sending out their characteristic pinging signals about a month after the crash, other investigations have used sonar detection technology to find the boxes as much as a year after a crash. The plane went down in severe weather, emitting flight failure signals before disappearing. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
European stocks are trading higher. Japan's Nikkei index is up 194 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.